drove right through the stump to the corner, and now I'm on the turnpike making my way for the Wantagh.
Yeah, same thing here. So, we're supposed to get a little bit more of this stuff at the end of the week. I called it stuff, but you know what I really want to call it.
You can call it whatever you want. It is what it is. Yeah, it's supposed to be, hey, this is March. March comes in like a lion.
Well, fortunately, when I'm traveling over the weekend, they don't predict any bad weather. And I gotta go up to Boston.
We have friends that had their son was in, I think, from Boston. And he was flying home yesterday afternoon, late afternoon. I'm like, wow, I hope his flight didn't get all screwed up.
Could have. One of my faculty has already notified me that his flights for yesterday had been canceled when he was coming back in.
Well, then it's possible. So, be where, you know, you have no control over stuff like that. Alright, I'm on the Wantagh. Now it's just a matter of keeping the salt spray off the windshield.
Yeah, every once in a while just hit that little pulse button on the windshield wiper. That'll do it.
So last week I had a interesting failure with one of my little new pieces of equipment here in the car. I had gotten a battery eliminator for my digital HT and the voltage regulator inside the little cigarette lighter plug kind of must have gotten mighty hot because it stunk like nobody's business and stopped putting out voltage. So every time you would turn the radio on, the radio would come on and receive, but as soon as you went to transmit, it died because it didn't have any voltage. So I built myself a new 10-amp voltage regulator for it.
Okay. The smell of electrical components frying is a very distinct odor.
Oh yeah, it's Bakelite or whatever it is they make the circuit boards out of. That it apparently what it is they don't have a decent heat sink in the design. It uses a standard, you know, voltage regulating, adjustable voltage regulator chip. I think it's National Semiconductor's LM2596 or whatever. And they're maybe a little shy on the filtering capacitors and other stuff, but it just seems that, you know, I was running it close to the 2-amp maximum, and the thing just was overheating because it had no place to dissipate the heat.
Sounds like a design flaw, so you beefed it up, used the same case, but just beefed up the components inside?
No, I bought a new voltage regulator. It's adjustable. Anything from, I think it's 4 to 40 volts DC in will give you anything from whatever you adjust it to 4 to 37 volts out or something like that. Fully regulated, constant current, constant voltage. And it's got two BC heat sinks on it. And, that wasn't much. I just had to find a little project box for it. So I put it into a project box. I put a 2-foot cigarette lighter cord on that and then cut the coiled cord for the battery eliminator off of the cigarette lighter plug it came with and wired it all in and put it all together. And this module will be the module that'll get mounted inside the motorcycle when I move this radio over to the motorcycle.
Sounds like you got it all planned out.
Yeah, and I specifically set it up on a dirty power supply in the house, locked the voltage down for what a freshly charged battery for the HT reads voltage-wise. Voltage on analog transmit to make sure that I didn't get any fluctuations. Tweaked it and then potted everything down so it won't be subject to vibrations or anything else. And it's good to go. And I contacted the company I purchased the battery eliminator from and told them that the regulator died, so they're sending me out a new one.
So in that case, you'll have a regulator for the car in case you want to take the radio into the car.
Yeah, I mean the battery on the thing lasts forever. I wanted something that was, you know, I didn't have to worry about battery, think about battery. It runs off the vehicle power. So it'll be nice, you know, if you want to have it, like you said. I don't know if I would use it for constant use because it's probably that same poor design. So I figure out a way of beefing up the heat sink on that thing.
Well, you'll see what you can do. In the meantime, got something that works.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, this same company that makes this one also makes a smaller one that's good for, I think, 3 amps. It's got display on it, so you could have it actually displaying the input voltage, the output voltage. I believe it'll even display the current that it's supplying. And it's relatively small. Relatively small, probably would fit inside of a one of the larger cigarette lighter plugs. But that's pretty cool. The only thing is, like I said, that one's locked to, I think it was 3 amps, and the switching frequency of the chip is 150 kilohertz. This one with the higher output is 300 kilohertz, so it tracks a little bit tighter.
Okay, what's the filtering on these things? Because I'm going to bet you don't have that much filtering on your electrical circuits of the motorcycle.
No, I fed this thing with probably about 9 or 10 volts on the DC signal, and it got knocked down. It was microvolts, not millivolts, microvolts, and it was less than half a microvolt on the output side, so it didn't do a bad job of filtering stuff out, so it should be able to get the dirty power coming in. Plus, anyway, the circuit that feeds the radio already has a alternator wine kind of power filter choke assembly on it, so it eliminates any noise that might be coming from the electrical system to start with.
Sounds like you're good to go.
Into PPN Mobile, by the way. Yeah, well, when it comes time to put it on the bike, the little project box that the regulator is built into will get fastened behind the fairing, and I'll just cut the cigarette lighter plug off and permanently attach it into the pigtail that's sitting where the other radio is tied in, and where the Wojun radio's got itself tied in, and that'll be that. Be able to play digital radio from the motorcycle. Now I just gotta wait for the weather to change.
And that's something we all can't wait until it happens.
Yeah. So once I'm on the bike, I'll be more likely to be found on the UHF 4491 digital mode, but if there's nobody to chat with, I might drop back to analog.
Okay. 449-125, that's the club's repeater, right?
Yes, yes it is. And I have a handful of other UHF repeaters in there, including ones that we use.
Yeah, I was talking to Steve over the weekend, and we were talking that maybe we should do some investigation. They're a primary, secondary, and tertiary. What do you hear?
I hate to tell you this, but as soon as I pull up Steve's other radio, Steve and I are going to have. We'll just go digital.
Well, if you guys want to leave me alone, I'll say good riddance.
No, kid, for not a lot of money, you could pick up one. And you could join us.
Eh, maybe.
Pick up the Kinect Systems HT and use that. And if you decide to go a little bit, you know, more into it, you could get a battery eliminator for that also and hook that up to an outside antenna. I mean, what I wound up doing here in the car was, remember, I've got a tri-band set up, so I just took the triplexer lead for UHF, and I broke that back and just put a pigtail on that, and that's what I plugged the HT into. And then I put a dummy load, I think a 50-watt dummy load, on the mobile radio so I don't accidentally switch to a UHF channel on the mobile radio and transmit with no antenna hooked up.
Well, I've got the single antenna lead coming out of the back of the radio, going to the dual band antenna. So all my duplexes are built into the radio. So I would have to disconnect this radio and connect the other radio in.
Not necessarily. You just get one of those little UHF, VHF duplexers, and you just insert it in between the radio and your antenna. Keep the mobile radio only operating on VHF, and then the new radio takes the UHF lead from the duplexer and uses the antenna that way.
Yeah, that's one way of doing it.
Decided to go that route. One I can loan you. I can loan you a duplexer. And this way it gives you the UHF pigtail to plug into the radio. So it's good to go. You don't have to get crazy. I mean, that's basically what I did, was I just broke out the triplexer and pulled the UHF over to the HT instead of having it going to the dual band mobile radio.
Your dual bander has separate antenna feeds?
Oh, same as yours, had a single lead. The way that the car is wired is you got the tri-band antenna goes into the triplexer. The triplexer gives you your three bands. The 220 goes straight to the 220 radio, and then I had to take the UHF and the VHF 2 meter and 440 and recombine them with another duplexer back together to a single lead to go to the radio. So that's where I broke the connection, where I was recombining them, and I just rerouted the UHF lead to the HT.
And that's how you put the dummy load on, because you had the duplexer coming out of the mobile rig, and you put a dummy load on one side of the duplexer.
Absolutely. The only thing you would have to do is just lock out your UHF channels, or just remember not to transmit on any of them.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I haven't decided if I'm going to do anything like that.
The actual, even simpler thing, just get one of those little teeny tiny Hustler UHF mag mount antennas, and when you want to play with it, you just stick that on the car and have that rig its own dedicated antenna.
Yeah, I could do that also. Have two antennas on the car. But it's a pain in the neck because I got to go in and out of the garage in the city. That means two antennas to turn over.
For a UHF antenna, I think doesn't even stand tall. So probably wouldn't have a problem leaving that one on if you were to leave it on.
Yeah, well, the only problem is the only place to put the antenna would be up on the roof of the car. And you forget this is an SUV, so the roof is a little bit higher.
And I know what it is, and I know that there should be more than 10 inches of clearance in the garage that you park in for your SUV, unless it's like one of those really, really silly garages that barely has enough room to fit an SUV in.
Well, I don't think I have to put my antenna down in this garage, but since they have those car lifts, and they elevate my car up on the lift sometimes, I can't go under the lift. I have to go either in front of the lift or on the top. I always flip the antenna down because I don't know how much room they have. There's another garage for me to get in. I hit the garage door with the antenna the way I have it mounted on this car already.
Understood. But like I said, the Hustler monoband UHF antenna is really short. So you really wouldn't have any issues with it sitting up there. But whatever. I'm sure, whatever you decide, and you can always just go rubber duck also. So, you know, the heck with that. Just go rubber duck and you just won't be able to use it far away. You'll use it when you're in a little closer, that's all.
I'll make my decisions when the time comes. Right now, I'm happy the way I got it.
Yeah. But it'll get awful lonely around here.
You said that there were radios that you heard of that were coming out with both the D-Star and the Motorola systems built in?
Yeah, so you're going to wait for that? Or you could get one now that has just the DMR.
DMR is the Motorola?
Used to be the Motorola protocol. It's just called DMR, Digital Mobile Radio.
DMR will beat D-Star out, or do you think they'll both survive?
I think they may both survive for a while, but DMR seems to be moving at leaps and bounds.
All right. I'll give them some thought on it.
Kind of the same debate between like Echolink and IRLP. They both work and they both serve a purpose, but you don't see either one of them like disappearing anytime soon. Although some people find easier to use than the other. So same idea. D-Star, you're kind of at the mercy of the operator for what reflector it's connected to. You can't plug and unplug yourself. But with DMR, with different talk groups and different time slots, you have more control over who or what you want to talk to.
Okay. I gotta look a little bit before I start purchasing anything. much about the digital modes at all.
I'll send you some links for some information that you can sit and read at your leisure.
Leisure? What's leisure?
The time in between you putting your fingers in other people's mouths.
Oh, that's what that's called? I thought that was paperwork time.
That's what you call the time in the bathroom after number two.
Hopefully you do that. I know I do. N2PP and N2ZEP. So how far did you get? I'm up to Van Dam.
Coming in French as we speak. N2PPN.
You're going to hit some traffic on the approach to the spiral staircase.
And this is because...
This is because there's traffic there. I didn't see any accidents. I didn't see any police action. Just traffic.
Okay. Which may or may not be there by this time.
Just letting you know what I found.
You're so kind to me.
Hey, I let you know traffic conditions without saying anything.
That's very smooth on your part.
You were very trench-like on that transmission. I didn't get what you said.
Having trenchment.
Well, since you've been talking about leaving me alone on the frequency, I think I will pay it forward, because I'm about to go into the tunnel. So speak on you later, and 2ZEP will be clear on your final.
Have a good trip. Talk to you later. And 2TPN Mobile.
go.
Where are we going? Everyone, and, my chain, and I'm here by myself.
WB2CMF, WB2CMF, KD2CWC.
KD2CWC, WB2CMF Mobile. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Pat. Another snowy Monday. It's like every Monday now. Amazing.
Yeah, but at least this one stopped early. You know, I was able to get out last night and clean everything up, so pretty much on time this morning. The side streets are terrible, you know, they're icy. You gotta watch the intersections. Main roads, St. Paul's roads, down the pavement.
Yes, it looks like over here, you know, in fact, it looks like Panda came down. That'll be after 2 o'clock, because I went out there about 1, did a little shoveling. But, you know, the street is plowed, it's just, you know, still all snow covered. I'm sure Jericho is probably down the pavement. We got out, no problem.
So, she didn't have any delayed openings?
New York City schools never get delayed openings. You know, it's rare when they close. You know, no, she's got, you know, it's a regular day for her.
As far as I can tell, every school district is a 2-hour, at least an hour and a half to 2-hour delay opening. So I guess we're going to have Peter.
I'm surprised I didn't see the floor parked on roads listed. In fact, I'm waiting for Cheryl to send me a text. The three school was closed this morning or not. Otherwise, I'll be babysitting.
Yeah, well, like you said, fortunately, it ended early. You know, by 11 o'clock, there really wasn't much coming down. And pretty much the way I left it last night, that's how it was this morning. There was nothing new. The plows had come through by 10 o'clock. The plows had come down twice. But they haven't sanded it or anything. Just the main side roads were salted.
Hey, WB2CMF Mobile, KB2CW. I lucked out this time. I'd fallen asleep. I woke up, I heard somebody shoveling. It was Justin. He came over and, well, he brushed off his car, his shovel's car, he did his house, and then he came across here. And he shoveled the 3/4 brushed off the car. And they did the drive, you know, the driveway right into the street. So, you know, that was a big help. So when I went out there, I just shoveled on the side. And today, now I'll do the backyard and the driveway and my car.
Okay, KB2CWC, WB2CMF Mobile. I got a text from Michael. I guess his snowblower is, I don't know if it's out again or it's about to go out. The handle broke again. So it looks like even he's admitting that it may be time to retire it. So I did tell him about, you know, my old one, which I had given to Dad. You know, they're never going to use it over there. You know, maybe he wants to take that for parts.
Yeah, that's an idea. Either that or just, you know, bite the bullet and order a new handle. I'm sure you can order it. That was Craftsman, wasn't it?
Well, you know, my opinion is he should have just, you know, if you're going to be in a house like that, you know, just go get a bigger snowblower. It's too light duty for what he's doing. But the one I had was really the same. Except there was 2-cycle, the one he has is 4-cycle.
Yeah, now the one that's over by Dad's is, you gotta mix the oil with the gas, so, you know, that's kind of a pain. And, I, you know,
We'll probably run into the same problem. It hasn't been started up in years. They'll probably have a hard time getting it started.
Yeah, that's up to him. Yeah, his is a 4-cycle, and he just rebuilt it. You rebuilt the carburetor and everything. I would have just used the parts off of this one. Because that one was always hard to start. That's why for me it was too light duty. That was always a hard starting snowblower. Take the part.
You broke up a little bit over there, audio-wise.
I guess that might be the thing to do.
The handle looked similar. Maybe it might fit. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm going to think for nothing. So, whatever he throws into it, my neighbor got a chance to use the lawnmower he picked up.
I lucked out yesterday because he did his house, my next door neighbor, my house, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then, I guess 8, 9 o'clock when Justin came, it had stopped over here. He cleaned up, so it was pretty good.
Okay, sorry about that. Went through a yellow light on a red light camera, so let's see if it was yellow all the way through, though, but I hate those damn things. I'm right at the 7-Eleven, so I'll be back in a few minutes. KD2CWZ, WB2CMF, all real.
Okay, Pat, go get your coffee. I'm going to start mine. Be back in a few minutes. WB2CMF, KD2CWZ.
Like it's a sheet of ice. So if I'm lucky, I won't slip and fall and crack my head open. So, anyway, I'm here, so I'll say 7-3, made it safely, on time. I'll talk to you this afternoon. KD2CWZ, WB2CMF Mobile. I'll be clear, 7-3, Phil.
Hi, Pat. 73, have a great day. Don't worry.
I'm sure your commute home will be a lot better than right now.
Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon.
WB2CMF, KD2C. Time to go shuffle.
Even though you enjoy it. So, get out, and you'll get outside of the house.
Absolutely. Feel like a prisoner in here. You know, I'm in a wheelchair. I've got my two attendants here, and I can't get outside because they don't make snow tires for wheelchairs. You know, I'm joking, of course, but I do want to get outside, sit on the back porch and smoke. And in the spring, me and Patricia go out there. We both smoke. We have coffee and breakfast together. It's very nice. Can't do that now.
Yeah, well, I think nobody could do it now with this weather, for sure. But even, you should go to a mall, too, and just look around at the shops. Have you ever been to Roosevelt Field and Polk? Because there's a lot of things to see. You know, you can even go to a movie outside if you wanted to. That's entertainment. And, they have, you could put a wheelchair in a movie theater. I'm sure they will allow that. If you wanted to get out, you could do that.
Oh, I know, Ann. I would like to go up to Town Bagel here, but in the morning, Patty's asleep. The attendants are not allowed to take me on their own. They got all these stupid rules, so, it has to be with a family member or a friend.
Yeah, stand by a second, because... Hold on, I'll be right back. I got a call, I'll phone to you later, I gotta go, WHCDL.
And Andy, I'll catch you later. Thank you, WHCDL and WHCDL, I'll catch you later.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
The other day, I couldn't get the plane loose. The front nose rear was frozen in the ice, and I just couldn't free it up.
Oh, boy, what do you mean the front nose should be up in the air because the wheels are on the ground, no?
It's a tricycle landing gear. It's all on all three, the nose wheel and both of the landing gear. Landing gear, the main landing gear was no problem. But when I tried to push up, taxi it out, I couldn't move over the ice. I had to tie it all back down and go back. Matter of fact, Barry was with me, a matter of fact.
Okay, Al. Okay, very good. All right, that sounds good. Well, not good, but I'm glad Barry was with you to share the adventure, but, it's too bad that you couldn't. What are we going to do, put it on the taxiway?
Yeah, I wanted to charge the battery and do a couple high-speed taxis, down the runway, just high-speed runs, because I haven't really had a chance to do much else with this weather and everything.
That'd be nice if you could take it up in the air.
Well, I'll explain to you over the phone, Richard, okay?
Okay, no problem. Anyway, we'll I got my problems. Well, I don't know whose it was, yours, mine, or Barry's. But I've been crying here this morning, and I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Taking your medications?
Absolutely, yeah. Nothing to do with that. I'm just upset over my situation, that's all.
Richard, just remember, there are people in worse situations than you. You know, you've got a situation, but there are other people out there that have even some worse situations. So you got to face it that way.
Oh, that's very true, Al. A lot of people probably that wish they were in my situation, not in their situation. Absolutely.
That goes without saying, Richard. Oh, God, this car talks to me. I wish I could shut her up.
Got a built-in GPS. You can't turn it off.
To turn it off, the problem is I haven't read the whole book yet. Once I read the whole book, I'll find out how I can quiet her down.
Okay, Hal, very good. Anyway, I spoke to Amy the other Saturday afternoon. I spoke to Amy. I think it was wishful thinking on her part when she said to me that the money came through. Now she's telling me it's about to come through. She has to go and sign more papers this week. I'm ready to tear my hair out.
I told you, you should have just gotten a reverse mortgage and not even worried with all this crap.
I'll get it, Al. It's just a matter of, I gotta wait. You know what someone said to me is probably true. They give you a hard time because you qualify, but they hope you'll just go away.
Anyway, okay, if you ever gotten the reverse mortgage, you already had the money for 2 months.
I had it for more than 2 months, but I told you the problem with that.
Oh, so you have to take the other situation there. What can you do? You know, they're not, HUD's not going to give things away for nothing. Too many people have tried to beat HUD.
Of course. The way the law is, Patty can stay in the house until she dies. But then what happens to Jeremy and the baby? It won't be a baby then, but they have to get out. That's not good. It's not acceptable.
You realize if she hasn't paid the HUD loan back, they can put a lien on the house. And yet, if she takes it over in your will, she didn't even have to pay the lien.
I don't know. I don't know how. Well, this is the best way. This will work out. It's just that there's so much red tape and paperwork because of the government.
Your cousin knows what she's doing, hopefully, and then you'll be able to get it. It's a better way because you can beat the system. With a reverse mortgage, you don't beat the system. But with this, if you're smart, you can wind up getting all that money and not paying it back.
Well, I'll pay it back, but I'll get it. But you know, somebody said to me, and he's probably right. Qualified, but they hope you will just go away.
Well, see what happens. I know Barry is waiting. Your Amy is waiting.
Oh, I know. And 2 weeks for identification. She says now by mid-March I should have it. I don't know. I'm tearing my hair out.
Why don't you call and check on it yourself? Don't have everybody do things for you. You're a big boy.
Yeah, but she's handling it already, Hal. She's handling it already. She's my power of attorney. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, but the point is, you got a loan filing number. You call HUD, give them the loan filing number, tell them you're the principal, and you want to know the status of the loan. Come on. Get with the program.
I suppose. Anyway, I'm not going to get involved with that now. I'm very upset, just like I said. I've been very, very upset this morning about my situation in general, so don't want to be razzed about that now. But anyway, what can I say? I've got these attendants here that to help me. We which is a very good thing. If I didn't have them, I'd be in a nursing home, but I gotta tell you, Hal, the morons. It's a one-way job.
Patty is there. Patty should be able to help you and take off the different slack and maybe the attendants aren't covering. Come on.
Hey, well, I got one for the day, one for the night. Oh, here he is. Hello, Paul. All right, we got one going in, one going out.
Sure, they can't take you over to a corner pizza place or anything else. There's no reason why Patty can't take you. And you can get out a little bit. You know, okay, now maybe there's because of the snow. But, I mean, if it's not snowing, you know, they'll take you in a wheelchair over to the avenue or something. The attendants can't do it, but she sure as hell can.
All right, I know how. Oh, that's what trouble. That's what we'll do. When the snow clears, I want to go up to Town Bago and the Fredo's Pizzeria. Exactly.
Jeremy working, or is he home still on disability?
He's home. I'll explain it to you on the phone.
Even push your wheelchair when it clears up. You know, he's home on disability. I'm sure he could help you with that.
Absolutely, Al.
Sir, semi turn the corner. All right, let me make a couple phone calls, Rich. I gotta see if my company is there by the time I get there. I will catch you later. If you hear Barry, tell me, give me a call on the Twisted. N2EO, K6, DPZ Mobile.
Okay, Al, I tried getting hold of Barry this morning. Not to be seen or heard from right now. Hey, I called him around 6, and he probably went out early. I'll see you later. K6DPC, N2EO.
Okay, Rich, take it easy. N2EO, K6DPC, clear.
K6DBC, KG2HA2, good morning, Barry.
K6DPC, the name is Hal, Honolulu, America Love. Have a little love, okay? Barry. My back again, King Fitz David Peter Zebra.
YSK, listen.
Sassy Kid, this is Darling Purple Zombies. Go ahead.
Now, I'm here in the tundra, just pulling in. It's ridiculous, all the out here.
In a bad spot, you're breaking in and out. You must be in the dead zone where Peter gets in.
Yeah, it should get better when I get to the expressway now. Give him a few.
Yeah, it's coming up. That's what. I'm on the van stick, and I'm stuck on the van stick, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's a winter wonderland out here, out in Suffolk. We got about 6 more inches.
Oh, yeah, some snow on the other side, too. But I was able to, you know, pull the cars up, clean them out. And on my way to the salt mine. They took down the other tower. They're assembling the tower. I never saw so many parts on one tower to be put together. This is one Grandmaster's Erector set. Go ahead.
Tower is it you? Clubs or what?
It's built on an Eiffel principle, and there are so many cross members and special type of locking screws and bolts they're using. It's something you have to take some. It could take 2 days to assemble this 20-foot tower.
Is it your tower? Is it the club tower or somebody's tower?
Going on top of the roof on Oceanside. It's
my tower. I have my tri-bander on top of it. I have a couple of 2-meter, 440 beams, and then a big base station antenna, omnidirectional for 440 and 2 meters. Monster is made by Glenn Martin. It's a very well-known company that makes quad towers.
Gotcha. Okay, I had to wait there. I was by a traffic light that just totally blanks out any signal I get. So I couldn't hear it until I cleared there. But the roads don't look too bad. Our school is starting 2 hours late, so that's why I'm on the road now.
Okay, well, you're doing all right, no problem. Yeah, this is it's about almost 20 feet. It's going on top of a roof that's almost better than 20 feet. And the pole coming out of it is about another 15 feet. So it's going to possibly work very well.
Hang on now, I got a phone call. I'll be right back. You two bias, stay on the side.
Here, young sassy kid, don't worry about it.
SK is back on the Long Island Expressway.
Okay, young sassy kid, K6TPZ. No, this is my tower, a little tripod.